Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. New SkinGuard Sensitive Razor. The first razor of its kind designed to stop irritation on sensitive skin. Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Thursday, the 5th of December. Only 20 days to Christmas.
Are you going to do that every day?
I'm excited.
Coming up on Game On, Jim Gavin breaks his silence on Dublin exit.
I had to reflect on what's best for my family, what's best for my work in aviation, and what's best for Dublin GAA. And that has been no different in all the years that I've managed and coached.
Can we do more to make sports more enjoyable for our kids?
But there's going to be one or two kids who are maybe the youngest of three, have older brothers, have a bit of a skill set, and they'll drive the whole training session. And what you'll watch is you'll see 90% of the kids falling off and just moving out to the periphery. They'll be over to the side looking for a drink, needing to go to the toilet. What they're really saying is we're bored.
And Liverpool lorded in Anfield to keep their title charge on track.
And there is the final whistle, and Liverpool make it a club record 32 top flight matches unbeaten with this 5-2 derby victory.
All that and much more between now and 8 o'clock. Text us on 51552 or tweet Game On 2FM.
Game on 2FM.
Marie, you have a smile ear to ear. I'm taking it it's because of last night's unbelievable sport.
Yeah, it was fun. Liverpool-Everton game, lots of goals. But it's really tense as well.
No, that's not what I'm on about. Ian Wright, he's out of the jungle. Did you see that coming?
I missed that.
Why
did you
miss
that? I did not see that coming because I was watching the Liverpool match.
Honestly, we have to get our priorities right here. I know this is a sports show, but that, honestly, people are more interested in Ian Wright.
I don't think they are.
Let us know, 51552.
Well, you clearly are.
I found him fascinating. We were speaking about it earlier. Just, he got hangry and just couldn't handle it. And I think all the sports guys in there are, and James Haskell was the exact same. He just couldn't cope and needed to get out. And you've seen me when I get hangry.
I have. And I was reading about James Haskell before he was going in. I was reading about what he eats. I just, as research, because I'm now working with a rugby player and I was curious. And he, before he went in, was eating 4,000 calories a day.
Mm.
So to cut that down to what, few hundred?
I think it's something like 600, yeah, 700. Depending on the portion size then as well. Who's dishing up the grub? I would honestly, I'd be like, I'll dish up the food.
Yeah, but then you'd annoy all the other housemates because you'd eat everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're watching I'm a Celeb, aren't you?
Bits of it.
Between sport, of course.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. You were delighted. Liverpool, unbelievable. When you were nervous, though?
I was nervous because I saw the changes at the start and I was wondering what Klopp was at, and there was a lot of criticism, especially when there was the front three that was changed, but they did it.
In Klopp, you trust from
Absolutely.
Now on in.
Absolutely, from now on. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's named a strong squad heading on.
He has, yeah. So he's named a very strong squad for the Club World Cup in Qatar. And I don't know if I've told you, Donica, but I'm actually going to the Club World Cup in Qatar. So I'm extremely interested in this.
You're delighted, though. Like, you're going to see, like, he has gone full blood for this, hasn't
he? He's gone full blood. You have the players that every fan wants to see: Firmino, Mana, Salah, Van Dijk, Robertson, Trent Alexander-Arnold. And the best thing about it is that Jurgen Klopp himself will be there.
Oh, wow.
I might be able to get a picture.
Get a hug. Don't worry about the picture. Actually, get a picture of the hug.
So I'm really looking forward to that, because I was a bit concerned because I didn't know who they'd send. But now that they are sending a really strong squad, I'm getting very excited about it.
Sums you up, though. The trip to Qatar, isn't it?
Well, it's a holiday.
No, I know, but everyone else goes to Lapland or skiing. You're there like, oh, there's sport. Can we follow the sport?
It's sunny. We can learn a bit about what's coming down the track with the World Cup. And Liverpool are playing there. It's like the perfect holiday for a sports fan.
Absolutely. Will you take a few calls?
I'll take a few calls, yeah, from my sun lounger.
You know, that'll actually make me more jealous than you actually being out there.
It actually will, yeah.
Yeah. So what else is news?
There is big news. Well, big enough. Jim Gavin has spoken. We've been talking about it for so long now. It feels like it's big news when somebody gets an interview with him. And our Gaelic Games correspondent, Brian Carthy, did. Because as we know, Dublin's 5-in-a-row All-Ireland winning football manager, Jim Gavin, was named as the Signify Manager of the Year for 2019. Jim announced his resignation last Saturday. And no one has heard from him since, but Brian Carty spoke to him.
Yeah, Brian, it's a very humbling experience to receive the Signify Sports Manager of the Year award. When you're in the room there, there's the quality of coaching from horse racing, hockey, basketball, rugby, soccer, hurling, golf, and indeed Gaelic football, with Terry and Mickey there as well. So it's a very humbling experience, but I'm honoured at the same time to receive it on behalf of Dublin GAA and on behalf of the management backroom and particularly the players of the Dublin senior football team, because those guys they're the guys who cross the white line, you kick the football around, and we're only really there to facilitate them, to help them to be their best and to honour the great county of Dublin.
Having made history, I'm sure you knew you were going to be a strong contender to pick up the Signify Manager of the Year. But I'm sure a few weeks ago you didn't think you'd be taking it up as a former Dublin manager.
Yeah. Life is if there's one constant in life, Brian, it's change. And after each season, I have a responsibility to reflect on what went on and to cast my mind forward and plan for the year ahead. And when I went through that, I had to reflect on what's best for my family, what's best for my work in aviation, and what's best for WGA. And that has been no different in all the years that I've managed and coached. And the conclusion that I came up with this season, that is what's in the best interest of the team, and in particular WGA, is for me to hand the reins over and to watch the team grow again in 2020.
You were always meticulous and assiduous in your preparation. Even for that to come so suddenly, decide I won't continue. Was it in your mind for a few weeks?
No, it wasn't. No, I was reflecting on what is best for my family, my work, and indeed WGA. And when you come to the end of that particular methodology and process, the conclusion was it's best in the interest of WGA to hand the reins on. And so it's as straightforward and it's probably as clean cut as that.
You were never into the front seat.
Well, I thankfully joined the Oglin O'Hare Defence Forces at a very young age, and following on from the values that my mum and dad would have imbued upon me was one of respect and probably leading to serve other people. And that's, we've always taken a very player-centric approach in the football team. I have had an outstanding manager team who support me, help me, and indeed create an environment for those players to excel at a really hard work and a great backroom team who did everything in their power, and again, everybody volunteering their time to support me and facilitate the players to be their best. And again, I'm just fortunate to be in a county where we've a fantastic network of clubs who continuously develop players and develop people first and foremost. And I've been fortunate enough to have been on a journey with a unique group of men who have achieved a lot on the field of play, but probably more importantly, the legacy that they leave behind, from Philly working with inmates in Mountjoy, sure, to Michael Darragh's back from Iraq with Concern, Kevin McInnes' program with mental health, Dean Rock committing his career with special needs in Stewart's, Rory O'Carroll and Con involved in the Captain Centre with Brother Crowley, and that goes on, and that's, to me, that's the legacy that they leave, and it just makes me very proud of those men.
The standout memory of your entire management career, apart from your playing career, and at the same time, if a youngster came to you now, 15 or 16, and they asked you for advice, they wanted to pursue, if you like, and be the best footballer they can be, or hurler or sports person, that advice as well. I know it's two in one, if you like.
Yeah, I think that the values that I would give advice to or encourage in young men and women, either going for developing their career, their academics, or their sport is follow the path of inter-county footballers. And the closest one I've been to is the WGA players. They show great humility. They've got a great ability to learn from what they've experienced. They're very honest and hold each other accountable. They have great respect for people who support them and themselves, indeed. And above all, they've got a great capacity for hard work. And my probably proudest moments have been in the depths of winter, when you see the players, making time in their lives to train for Dublin in the shadows of a winter night, and committing themselves for a cause bigger than themselves, which is Dublin GAA and ultimately the Gaelic Association. That's probably been my proudest moment on reflection.
Very good, isn't it?
Yeah, Jim Gavin there speaking to Brian Carty. He says all the right things.
Can we take a moment for Brian Carty, though? What a voice. Like, honestly, can he do audiobooks? I would just... You get lost in his voice, wouldn't you?
It's a lovely voice.
It is. Like, sometimes you don't want it to take it away from Jim, but I'm there. Jim, keep it down. Brian's going to say something cooler. I loved, like, I know we have a parenting panel coming up after seven, but just things he mentioned about his family there and the values for respect and serving others. And sometimes you can find that people don't get any credit because they deflect it all. And I think Jim Gavin's one of those people. He chats about everyone else and you just, it nearly makes it impossible to say, well done, Jim Gavin.
Yeah, he named a lot of his players there and the great work that they do outside of football. He's a brilliant communicator as well, like just to be able to get his message across to say the things that he knows are important and need to be said. He's a brilliant ability to do that. He also has a brilliant ability not to answer questions at times as well. In press conference afterwards, you might ask him something that he doesn't want to answer and he always says what he wants to say as well, which is a skill in itself.
It's a tough role to follow though, isn't it? And it, like, not just in the whole side of it, but I actually think whoever it is going to have to get a really good balance on their life, because he's set an unbelievably high standard now that it's hard to reach, isn't it? You'd have to commit more than you think.
Yeah, the commitment levels are massive and he's alluded to them over and over again, but I don't think anybody even understands how much work that has to be done. And if you throw in a young family and a career that is quite demanding, I don't think there's much time left over for anything really. So in fairness, he says it's not a sacrifice, it's a choice that he makes, and you're defined by your choices. And he says it's pretty clear cut he needed to take a break and look at where the direction he was going in and spend some time with his career and his family. And he said as well that it's the best for Dublin football, and I don't know about that.
Who's been linked? Can we start rumours, like?
Well, we're going to know soon enough, and a lot of them are coming from his backroom team or people that have been there before or are underage. Pat Gilroy, Desi Farrell, Declan Darcy. There's like some brilliant names out there, but it's going to be a tough job.
They're so good, right? What about giving it to Dustin the Turkey? We know he's a mad dub and like... No, sorry, I've absolutely offended you.
You've offended me so much. I'm going to take a break. After this, we're going to talk football. 2FM.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette Skin Guard Sensitive, the first razor of its kind designed to stop skin irritation. Revolutionary technology, taking the pressure off the blades and your shave. Gillette, the best a man can get.